T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Our next guest, interesting dude. His name is Jeremy Murphy. He's the former vice president of communications at CBS. Got a lot of questions for him, but he's written this book called F Off, Chloe, and he didn't abbreviate it like I just did for the radio.
Do we know who Chloe is?
Chloe is the embodiment of every entitled 20-something who enters the media world and wants a trophy for coming to work. Raised to believe she's a superstar, Chloe wants the corner office on day one, a raise by the end of the week, and your job in a year. Self-centered, vain, indifferent to work, so over everything, she quote-unquote can't even whenever the task is in front of her. In media, we are besieged with this creature. I would say even beyond in media, there is a Chloe in many different industries.
Everywhere. They hide everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Jeremy Murphy is on the phone with his former vice president of communications at CBS. He is currently at 360 Bespoke, and he is the author of... how do I say this? F off, Chloe.
F off, Chloe.
Yeah, there you go. So explain, Chloe, explain why you're writing this book.
Well, okay, so we all deal with a Chloe. Chloe is someone very young who comes into the workforce and wants everything to run around her. Very woke, has her list of demands, has her brand values, her expectations, and they are literally swarming the workplace. And I was on an email chain, and I sent a very long strategy, and someone named Chloe replied back and said, TLDR, LOL. I didn't know what that meant. I had to Google it, and it means too long, didn't read, and her name was Chloe. And I'm like, I was so outraged, but then I said, you know, this is the funniest thing I've ever read. So that's Chloe. We all have to deal with it.
So you want to do what? Get ahead of the Chloes and tell them to shut up, and that's why the book exists?
I think it's more of a surviving, you know, because most of us in media, we want to get the hell out. Like, we don't want to stay.
Hey, you're not supposed to give away the secrets.
Forget LinkedIn. I want to link out, okay? let Chloe have it. You know, just let me survive to the pension.
Exactly. Yeah, that's funny. So, being the former vice president of communications at CBS, you know, I mean, that really stood out to me, Jeremy, because when I saw the title of the book and what it's about and you talking about woke culture and things, I thought, how in the world did you survive at CBS?
Well, so the woke culture is new. So I left CBS 6 years ago. This woke culture is very new. I want to say it was 2016. I think a lot of it happened with Trump, and a lot of people felt marginalized and unheard. And so a lot of people came together and it just kind of coalesced and it grew from there. So it's new. I didn't see it at CBS. I'm seeing it a lot now, but it's definitely a new thing. And it's not a good thing. Let's just put it that way. But it's definitely, I would say the last 4 or 5 years, you know, Me Too, Black Lives, a lot of people feel empowered and feel like everything they say should be, you know, memorialized, and that you should have a parade for every feeling that they have. And I think they're too they're too motivated. Just go to work.
Do you think, Jeremy, that's pronounced more in media environments where you do get a lot of people who they lead with their feelings, and that's why they go on into media? Maybe they're writers or whatever, and they think, you know, this is the place where I'm going to shine. And then they get there and they realize, actually, it's a lot of work. This isn't what I expected it to be.
You know, it's a lot, and I don't think it's limited to media. So if you look at the generation that's just coming into the workforce, look how they were raised. One, their parents liked them too much. Like, my parents did not want to be my friend. They loved me, but we were not friends, right? Mm-hmm. Their parents want to be their children's friends, which is completely new. So these children already have inflated self-esteem. And then they grow up on social media where everything they say gets a like, a share, a follower, a comment. And so now they feel anything they say deserves an audience, right? So then they go into the workforce and they really think that's how it works. Well, no, it doesn't. Sorry. Go make the coffee. Pay your dues.
Well, Jeremy Murphy on the phone, former vice president of communications at CBS, and he's with 360 Bespoke. He's also the author of F Off, Chloe. Well, so how do we fix that then? You know, what do we do? Are we over the waterfall now? How do we get back?
No, you know what? The thing is, these people are coming into a business community. Like, every, you know, work is business, right? These companies have to make the bottom line, and they're going to realize real fast that this does not help the bottom line. Wokeism does not pay the bills. And the minute the business community realizes, you know, there's no upside to this, it will end really quickly. Because when people don't have money, when they don't have a job, they're going to learn real fast that you can't be, you know, this self-entitled, everything is my way or the highway. You're going to have to, I don't know, go to work and pay your dues. So I think they're going to learn, especially this generation going into the workforce, they're going to learn very fast that you can't come in with your expectations and your values. You have to conform to who you're working for, right? Change from within, but don't come in. You're not interviewing the company. The company is interviewing you.
Are we at a watershed moment now where that is beginning to happen? Because it doesn't, in some ways, it doesn't feel like people have learned that lesson yet. Although in other ways, you're starting to see, you know, just in terms of the electorate and polling, and I looked at it, you start to think, hey, maybe people are starting to see that.
Well, I can tell you, I'm a Democrat in New York City. And this is what we all talk about offline. Everybody is sick of the wokeism. We're so sick of this. We're so sick of cancellation culture. We really feel like people are being gagged. They're being muzzled. They're being people can't say what they feel. Everybody's walking on eggshells because, oh my God, I might say something like that might offend you. I might, you know, I might cite the patriarchy and appropriate your culture with something. Like, everybody is so on edge. And so privately, everybody is sick of this. So I do think the pendulum is swinging because it has gone way too far. And it's not even like, you know, you look at Chappelle and all this stuff in the headlines. This is kitchen table stuff. I know people who got canceled at work because they made a saucy comment. I know someone who did something at an office party and lost their job. This was never that. This is now, this is kitchen table. It's hitting home right now. And I think that's what people are really upset about.
Jeremy, it's interesting that you say, you know, you're a New York Democrat, and you probably have been for a while. I imagine you're not newly to the Democrat Party, but I'm obviously not. I'm on the other side of the aisle. Is this something that within the sort of the Democrat, like you said, kitchen table conversations, the barroom conversations, the Democrats are looking inwardly and saying, man, we caused this? Or is it more like, no, this is something else outside of our party that caused this?
No, this is outside the party. The problem is the Democratic Party embraced it. So this came from academia. It came from progressive groups. It came from political action. It came from coalitions. It came from, you know, Move On and Media Matters and all these groups, whether you're right or left. And what they do is they seize on something in the news, whether it's a shooting, whether it's a tragedy or something, and they come in and they grab the spotlight and they try to push their point of view and cancel people. This is not one party or the other. The problem is my party embraced it. And that was a huge mistake. And that's probably what's going to cost Biden the next election, because he's got to get out from this. He's got to move away from it because so many people are getting hurt.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So Jeremy Murphy on the phone with us, former vice president of communications at CBS, author of F Off, Chloe. Before we run out of time with you, I just wanted to ask you about the current media environment. You know, can you speak to anything going on, say, at a CNN? So many people being, I'm not going to say canceled there. I'm going to say fired for legitimate reasons.
Well, CNN is funny because everybody's trying to read into it of like some trend. No, Jeff Zucker resigned because there's something bigger about to drop. So, you know, Chris Cuomo got fired for, you know, helping his brother, whatever he did. And he sued CNN, and Zucker got caught in the crossfires. And, you know, when there's a legal suit, there's something called discovery, and the lawyers get everything. And they found some stuff. And that's why he left. We don't know it yet, but I'm telling you, someone that high does not resign for a consensual affair with another adult. It doesn't happen. You know, there's something more there. And that's why he resigned. This is not about ratings or trends or politics. No, this is a legal thing.
Yeah. Well, you would know. He would know. Jeremy Murphy, because he's been there, former vice president communications at CBS, author of F Off Chloe. Where can people go get your book right now?
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Just Google it, F Off Chloe. It's even at Target. I'm sure they'll get protested. It's everywhere.
Great. As long as you have an asterisk somewhere in the yes. F word, you'll be okay, right?
I can't get on the Today Show, but I'm at Target.
Okay. All right. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.